Do you currently work with clients through some aspect of transformation in their lives, whether it be in their health, their relationships, their business, their careers? And would you like to be able to help them achieve their goals even more quickly with powerful tools? In fact, the most powerful mind-body tools on the planet? If so, you're going to want to know about this training course that I am running starting in October, at the end of October. It is the 8-day mind-body practitioner training, which will train you at the practitioner level in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which works with the unconscious mind as we rewire their strategies, their patterns, etc., to get them to break through and get the transformation they're looking for. We also work with timeline therapy, which again is working with the unconscious mind as we release limiting beliefs, as well as detox the body of stored negative emotion, as well as working with hypnotherapy, a powerful tool for changing behaviors and creating the life that somebody wants with these new behaviors, and an NLP coaching designation, which is on par with the International Federation of Coaching, ICF certification. And once designated, your certifications or designations are recognized in 42 countries around the world. If you'd like to learn more about how you can bring these tools into your toolbox in order to have greater impact with your clients and change their lives, because I know that's what you want, please reach out and let's have a conversation.
One day I did some act of kindness, and I noticed in the next moments I felt better, liked myself more. And I'm not suggesting that we do acts of kindness just to pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, I like myself. But we find out that that's interpersonal. And that kind of connection with others is one of the most healthy and fulfilling aspects of what it means to be a human being. And we don't have enough of it, you know, but we can make it happen. I just saw this quote the other day for the first time, and I thought, this is really great. It's by a man named Theodore Isaac Rubin, and he says, kindness is more important than wisdom. And the recognition of this is the beginning of wisdom.